Simon Shin Tazayin Sif Yud. Mechaber discusses a wild animal or a crawling creature that bites and is dangerous. When it bites, it kills people. And such creatures, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos, even if they're not chasing after you. It's Pekuach Nefesh. Even if they're running away from you, still you're allowed to kill them. It's a Shabbat Pekuach Nefesh, and you're allowed to kill them. Shapiro gives an example of a Kelev Shaita, a certain type of wild dog they had in those days. But in the Shaar Tzion, he brings from the Gra that everything depends if your Mokum was man, if in that place in the world, that time in history, they know a certain animal is dangerous, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos no matter what. Then the Mechaber discusses other animals, the one they bite you is dangerous, like a snake or a scorpion, Nochash and Akrav, where they don't tend to necessarily kill you. So they're chasing after you, then you can kill them, but if not, then you cannot. The reason is because, really, these things are not necessarily dangerous. But when you're killing them just because you don't want them to bite you, it's a malach hashem tzrich l'gufo. And malach hashem tzrich l'gufo, according to most paiskim, it's only asam drabanan. So in this case, it's a tremendous tzar, very painful, if they bite you. So therefore, if they're chasing after you, chazal or meko, you can kill them. If they're not chasing after you, not. The Rambam holds malach hashem tzrich l'gufo chayiv. He says, Mishnah Berurah says, and the Rambam, we have to say, that he holds, is some savik b'koch nevish, is somewhat dangerous if they bite you, and therefore, if they're chasing after you, you could kill them. Then the Mechaber says that even if they're not chasing after you, you can't go ahead and kill them, but you could just happen to step on them, on these creatures, as you're going, even if you're stepping them intentionally, but it looks as if it's unintentional, it just happens to be across your path on your way, so then it's mutter to step on them and kill them. And the Mishnah Berurah says again, that if you go nag the Rambam, m'loch hashem tzrich l'gufo is pater, so the whole issue of killing them is only drabanan, so these things, if they bite you, it's very painful, so even though it's not chasing after you, we don't let you go out to kill it, but if it happens to be in your way, you can step in and kill it, as long as it's not obvious, then it'll be okay. According to the Rambam, you have to say that since when these things do bite, there is some level of safek b'koach nefesh, even though they're not currently running after you, but that safek, that size enough, that if you have to pass them by, you can step at them and kill them in an agav de gaway, as long as it's not obvious that you're trying to kill them. And Mr. Brewer says that ants and other small creatures, that even when you're going on your way, you know, I'll kill them, you have to be careful not to step on them, because by stepping them, you're going to kill them. Mishnah Berurah also brings the Achrenim, the one's not allowed to kill a spider, even though people say it's a kind of it falls into food. He says, Lamaisa, it's not Baria Zeka, it's not too clear if it's really true, if it's really so damaging. Also, you can cover your food so they shouldn't fall in. And therefore, people who kill spiders on Shabbos, you should protest against them, Shemaicha. Certainly, you should be careful not to kill other crawling creatures and worms that are found in the fruit and found in the food. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, don't cannot shmir with his feet, roik saliva from someone spinning on the ground, because of a problem of shvos gumois. It's a problem of boina, he's straightening out the floor of the house. The Mishnah brings a shot by ritzba, by a tiled floor, like we have nowadays. Is that some achlikas in Simon Shilam at Zion? By the locals of sweeping the floor, if a floor that ritzba, that's merutzah, that's tiled, if it has the issue of ashvaz gumas or not, Lamais over there is machmer, he says, does have issue of ashvaz gumas here also, on a tiled floor, you have to be careful not to spread the saliva in a way that's going to smoothen out the floor, as opposed to on a safs on a bench. There the Mishnah says, according to everybody, it's okay, there's no din of ashvaz gumas on a bench, only on the floor. Mitzad, another shaila of a meruach, of spreading something out smoothly, evenly. So that Mishnah Berurah says it's only an issue if you want it to stay on top of the thing smeared smoothly, like putting on a cream or something to that effect. I'm supposed to hear where the reason why you're smushing and spreading out is you want it to get absorbed in the ground. So then there's no problem of meruach, because it's not going to last, it's going to get absorbed in. The only thing that there's an issue with is hashvas gumbay. So that applies only on the floor, not on a bench. And the Mechaber says that roik saliva, you could step in it as you're going, as long as it's not machavan, as long as your intention is not to mareach, and your intention is not to mashagumas to strain out the floor, you know, mela, something that's going to happen, as long as that wasn't your kavana, it's mutter. And the reason why we're mekel over here, in this case, is because of miasusa, because it's mias, people are disgusted to have saliva on the ground, and therefore we're mekel, that if you happen to be walking there and you step on it, if your kavana is not to smoothen out the floor and not to smoothen out the saliva, so then it's mutter. Because na psikresha, for either of those things, and situation of mias, never chazal or megal. So Mishnah Berurah says it's only by something that happens to be in your way, and you can step on it if you're not machab to smoothen it. But the purpose to go in the order of step on it, that doesn't look too innocent, and that will be aser. Also, it brings to the Magen Avraham, and nowadays people are not so bothered by having saliva on the ground, it's not so mias, and therefore you're not allowed to step on it at all. And if you have to step on it if it's in your way, do a very gentle job not to smoothen it at all. Not that it shouldn't be psigration, but it shouldn't all cause the smoothen, as opposed to other type of liquid to come out of a person's mouth or nose, that there's more mias, and there, even nowadays, the Magen Avraham will allow stepping on it innocently in order to get rid of it, and the basic nesses, we make with maroik, because there's more than covered over there, and therefore, we can make with maroik, and Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays also, bias merutz of a tiled floor, which right? Was machlokes altogether with ishva shvas gumas. There we can make a roik nowadays as well. Truth is that nowadays could be things change. The times of Mogen Rav Mishnah Berurah up here more finicky, and therefore roik would be okay, just like it was in the times of the Shulchan Aruch.